Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Don Carruthers. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Art Howe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Candelaria. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, John Candelaria. And now, play ball. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Manguel takes first base on ball four. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Manguel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manguel. Oliver moves to third. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Pirates. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mackinnon strikes out. One out. Don Carruthers batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Carruthers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Carruthers reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. Carter moves to third. It's Expos, 1, Pirates, 1. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Carruthers moves to third. It's 2-1, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candelaria fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Candelaria. Carruthers scores. White moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Bob Moose now pitching. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Sanguilan reaches second base with a double. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Sanguilan moves to third. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howe takes first base on ball 4. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moose bunts towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. Howe moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter is walked intentionally. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manguel. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Manguel throws the ball into Parrish, who tags Oliver trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stargell scores. There goes Parker trying to get to second. Manghul throws the ball into Parrish, who relays the ball to Foley, who tags Parker for the out. It's 3-2, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carruthers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carruthers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howe strikes out. Two outs. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moose is 0 for 0 in the game. Moose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moose moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manghul is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Manghul strikes out. 1 out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stargell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Pirates. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zisk moves to third. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Howe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to home to get Zisk. Sanguilan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. One out. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Moose's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Larry Biotner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biotner hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. Frank Tavares batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stennett is 0-for-3 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball towards right. Valentine settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Valentine. Tavares moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Oliver is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it and throws to second for the out. Tavares moves to third. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stargell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tavares tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Pirates. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parker hits a line drive into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Manguel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a pop-up towards short. Fria settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sanguilan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sanguilan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Howe batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Howe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howe takes first base on ball 4. Bob Moose batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Moose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Valentine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavares hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Renny Stennett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stennett is 0-for-4 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeMola fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Don DeMola. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sanguilan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Moose covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.